What is this week's tax tip?
This week's tax tip is if you made a cash contribution to a charity in 2020, you can deduct up to $300 from your income on your tax return, even if you don't itemize.
So can you break that down a little bit? What does itemize mean?
So on your tax return, you have the ability to take the standard deduction, which is an amount of money that the government sets as like a nationwide standard, or you can itemize if you think you have all sorts of different little expenses that are more than the standard. But generally, pretty much everybody that is under our umbrella that we help uses the standard deduction. It's pretty common, but the tax tip this week is indicating that even if you don't itemize, because one of the itemized deductions that you can take is donations, even if you don't itemize, you can deduct from your income up to $300 if you have made a $300 donation or less to a charitable organization.
Are there any forms that are specific to this charitable donation deduction?
No. So all you have to do is know who you donated to and the amount. And you just give that amount to your tax preparer. You don't have to show them receipts. Typically, you will want to have receipts or like a bank statement that says that you did, in fact, donate that. Because if for some reason you get audited or the IRS wants to verify your tax return, you will need to show proof of that. But in general, all you need to do is tell your tax preparer, I donated $300 total to charities this year. And if you are wondering if, you know, who you donated to is a tax-exempt organization that you can count for this, the IRS website, so irs.gov, G-O-V, has a tool. It's called the Tax-Exempt Organization Search Tool. So you can go on there and type in whoever you donated to, the charity. You could type their name in, and if they qualify, they should pop up. So like the Alaska Business Development Center, if you put our name in there, we pop up because we qualify. It doesn't have to be a total of 300. It could be 50. It could be 100. Whatever you donated, you can discount that, but they're capping it at 300. So no more than 300.
Thank you so much for breaking that down. I think it's really helpful information. And it's also helpful to know that you don't necessarily need the receipt right there, although it's important to have it in your records.
Yes, for sure important. But yeah, you don't need to bring in your receipts to your tax preparers. They probably won't even look at them. They'll take your word for it. But it's always good to keep track of that and have it just in general. You never know when you'll need that kind of thing. The receipts are typically for like if you did cash, but if you paid with your credit card or, you know, did like a bank transfer, it's all in your bank records. You don't even have to worry about it. And also the other thing I want to point out is gifts do not qualify. So if you loaned your grandma $300, that does not count.
Thanks so much, Manny.
No problem. You have a good day.
You too.